We're talking about the ARRL Field Day, American Radio Relay League Field Day, coming up June the 22nd and 23rd. And if you have an interest in ham radio, this is a big day for you and a big opportunity. Marvin Turner is with us, W0MET. Marvin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us. Jimmy Driver is with us also, KF4,
yes.
JCD.
Yeah, thanks, Bart. Great to be here.
Now, first of all, ham radio, this is a hobby people could have a ball with, meet people all over the world.
That you can. I've talked to people in Johannesburg, South Africa, right outside of Naples, Italy, or somebody 5 miles away.
So you can do all sorts of things, and you're making all of those types of contacts Saturday, June 22nd through Sunday, June 23rd. Where will this be, Marvin?
We'll be doing our field day exercise this year in the Sharp Springs Park here in Smyrna, Tennessee. That's right up off of Jefferson Pike.
So what type of setup will you have there, Jimmy?
There are going to be 5 or 6 different radio stations. There'll be a VHF, UHF, which is local communication. There'll be 2 or 3 high-frequency stations to talk outside of Tennessee. There'll be a Morse code or CW station, if you're interested in that. I think there's going to be a digital where they talk using computers. So there'll be a little bit of all sorts of communications.
That digital is a whole new type of communications, and I'm understanding that, especially on the HF band where you can cover the world, you can make some interesting contacts, even if you're having difficulty understanding someone's broken English.
Absolutely, you can. There's several different modes in which you can do that. I won't get into that today, but you can use the digital modes for communication on just a very few low watts of power, as low as a watt or less sometimes.
All over the world.
Absolutely.
That's phenomenal. And these guys are members of the Stones River Amateur Radio Club. And if you're thinking, I've heard that name before somewhere, yes, the Christmas Parade. You guys are the ones who put everything together, keep the communications going from the start of the parade to the end of it. Phenomenal job. But it's not just the Christmas Parade. You're doing all sorts of things. You were in the air show, weren't you?
Tom Delker and a few people did a lot of the coordination of communications at the air show, coordinating traffic in and out, people. We also helped with a bike-a-thon for diabetes, the Christmas parade, which Marvin and I, luck up, we are the two at the beginning of the parade, so we get to see the whole thing from a standpoint of you go, you stop, you go, you stop.
It's always fascinating, and you never know what's going to happen either.
Oh, absolutely, for sure, especially this last year when it was all raining.
I tell you, so if you're a ham radio operator and you want to get involved with a group that really is in touch with the community, Stones River Amateur Radio Club is a good place. Do you meet regularly?
Yes, we do have monthly meetings that we have at the Emergency Management Building located over on College Street. And we host them the first Thursday of every month at 7 p.m. And people are always welcome to that meeting. And we have people who are always willing to sit there and help them get started and tell them what they need to get on the air.
Now, this is the one that is associated with the Amateur Radio Emergency Services, ARES. What is that?
Amateur Radio Emergency Service. It's members of, the Stones River Amateur Radio Club are also members of the ARES group, and we are basically going out and using that in different things. Recently, the ARES group did the hospital drills with some tornado, with some hospital drills with earthquakes. And so they go out and establish communication in those type of facilities during emergencies.
So this club is really involved in keeping the safe community all together there. So it's a good way to learn how to be a part of the community's safety network.
Well, we're actually, this year at Field Day, we're working with EMA, Rutherford County EMA. We're going to have their tower, mobile tower, out to put antennas on. But we've also helped them at putting smoke detectors up. Storms, they have radios for us. We can actually go to EMA and sit, and Marvin can be driving down the old Nashville Highway and call and say, this area is blocked because of trees. We can communicate that with EMA that gets right to the Sheriff's Department, EMS, fire.
So it's direct communications from wherever a problem might be, and at a time when everybody's running around, all the emergency first responders are running around trying to get order, you're helping them out.
Correct. And we're trying to be eyes on the problem, so without using a cell phone and tying up cell phones, as you know, we'll go crazy in an emergency.
Now, to become a ham radio operator, you have to pass a test. It's not like a driving test either.
No, it's a test of, is it 50 questions? 50 questions. The beginning test for a technician is fairly easy. I mean, most people can listen to audiobooks, or you can do self-test on the computer. You can pass that pretty quick. There's three different levels. To go to general, the next level, it takes a little more knowledge, a little more studying. And then to get your extra, it takes quite a bit of knowledge and radio electronic knowledge.
Mm-hmm. And these are things that, do you offer classes in those?
We're trying to get classes going. Our group also hosts once a month, generally at Stonecrest, a testing time, so that if you study and you want to take a test, you can meet there. It costs $15 to take the test, and you can take it as many times as you've got money and the want to until you pass it.
Okay, so is it a multiple answer or what?
It is typically a multiple choice test, and people from 9 years of age to, 90 plus years of age can become an amateur radio operator. There's really no requirements particular of who can't become an operator. It's just you have to make sure you get licensed to the Federal Communications Commission.
And that's is it pretty test. Hard? Is it complex and expensive to set up a ham station?
It depends on how technical you want to be. If you want to go out and buy the most fanciest equipment and buy that $5,000 radio, you can. You can also buy very simple radios for as little as $20 for a handheld and get on the air locally to talk, around the area.
Okay, so you'll help everybody go through that phase of starting off simple and then work up as high as you can. Now, I understand the laws for the technician license, which you said is pretty easy to get nowadays, have changed, and you can get on frequencies that you can talk great distances anywhere in the world on.
Yes, sir. You can talk anywhere in the world that you need to with a technician license. As you move up to general and extra, it just widens that frequency range, and you talk to more people of your own skill level.
So initially it's the high frequencies, which is short communications, and then 10 meters, I believe, for technician. Do they have any privileges below 10 meters, the technician license?
Yes, you've got privileges on all frequencies. Oh. They're just limited on some of the higher frequencies.
Now, one of the things that kept people back in the early days was code, because you had to have, I think, 5 words a minute on technician and then 13 on general. Is that still a requirement?
Now, they did away with Morse code requirement, I think it was back in the 90s, which has opened up ham radio. There's more people getting licensed. Also, with the kind of CB radio was big, and now it's fallen off. And without the Morse code requirement, people are getting licensed in ham radio rather than what they used to do with CB radios. And a 10 meter, a lot of truckers use 10 meters to talk like they used to with CB radios.
Which is a next-door neighbor as far as frequencies go, so it's about the same type of coverage that you would get. We're talking about the Stones River Amateur Radio Club. We're talking about Field Day coming up June 22nd and 23rd, Saturday and Sunday. And again, where will that be?
Sharp Springs Park in Smyrna, which is right off of Jefferson Pike. And if they want to try and get a hold of us via email, they can get a hold of us at Stones River. Let me revert that. SRARCTN@gmail.com, or they can get a hold of us if they're already on the air on a frequency of 145.23 with a tone of 114. For an amateur radios that are going to be talking into the area coming in, and they're coming to visit us, they can certainly talk in on that frequency.
So you have people visiting you maybe who are on vacation and driving through the area, and they hear you on 2 meters and say, hey, I think I'll drive over and see them.
Absolutely. We get a lot of people coming in from the public, especially when it's in a public park like it is this year. A lot of people stop by, what are you guys doing, or what are you up to? And we'll also explain to them what we're doing, and people find that very interesting.
All righty. Well, it sounds like a good opportunity to learn more about ham radio, learn if you've had any interest in it, a great opportunity to check it out and find out for yourself, and also to meet some folks who are very involved in the community. They were active in the air show just recently there at the Smyrna, Tennessee air show, the Great Tennessee Air Show, and they're involved every year, have been about as far back as I can remember, in the Christmas parade.
Field Day's been going on since 1933, and it's one of the big highlights every year of the amateur radio. That's what they look forward to.
Okay, and I guess you could go to arrl.org for more information about Field Day.
Yes, they have a link there that's called Field Day, and you click on that, go down the page a little bit, find the Field Day site locator, and we are actually on that website there, and you'll find us on there in Tennessee, right near Smyrna.
All righty. Well, we do thank you for dropping by. Marvin Turner with us, as well as Jimmy Driver from the Stones River Amateur Radio Club, telling us about Field Day, and the date, once again, starts at noon on Saturday, June the 22nd, and goes until 1 o'clock the next day, Sunday, June 23rd. And once again, Marvin, where is that?
Sharp Springs Park in Smyrna, right off of Jefferson Pike.
Marvin and Jimmy, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Bart. We'd also like to thank Smyrna Recreation and Park Service for allowing us to use the park this year. Two years ago, we did it at the Technology School. Last year at Stewart's Creek High School. So we try to move it to different places. I'd like to thank the city for allowing us in this year.
Fantastic. Get over there and check it out. Field Day from the Stones River Amateur Radio Club, June the 22nd. And 23rd. Y'all have a great day. Stay with us. Much more to come on WGNS.